Right. Good evening, everybody. Today I'm going to read from James chapter 1 and talking a lot about just having joy in our trials, which is something that I'm sure that we've discussed or you've probably discussed a lot in different small groups maybe you've been in. But this is something that kind of just jumps back out, you know, every once in a while as a good reminder. And so I'll be in James chapter 1 and reading verses 2 through 4. And James is writing, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when we meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So I kind of think about all of us, we all carry some sort of baggage around us, right? We all carry something along over our shoulders, so to speak, that has, you know, trials, temptations, fears, maybe failures or disappointments, heartaches, things that have happened to us that we carry with us. And these are the things that kind of maybe sometimes even wake us up at 3 a.m. when we're really kind of focusing a lot on them, or when they're bothering us, or just things that we struggle with, right? Everybody has those. We carry those around with us. You know, living in this world, it places a lot of demands on us, right? We're confronted with a lot of challenges in a lot of ways that are painful and sometimes even sorrowful. And when we face these difficulties, we're often tempted to like hide them, right? Or deny them, or shoo them away, or try to get away from those difficulties, you know, and all the while we're tempted to resent like our trials. And, you know, we can even go even to the more extreme and just become just bitter, and we can become jaded and just very angry about things that happened all around us. But the biblical perspective here on hardship differs from the way that our flesh wants to handle these things, right? So James says that it's possible to know pure and complete joy in our trials. And so that's kind of like an upside down way of looking at things. Like, you know, that just seems, what, are you crazy? Like, how can I be happy or have joy when I encounter something that's hard? It seems like a contradiction. And to be honest, you know, most of our modern, you know, Western life is lived in such a way that we try to keep trials at bay, right? We try to make sure we do whatever we can to avoid anything that gives us pain or grief or whatever. It seems obvious that the only way to have joy is to avoid trials, right? But again, the biblical perspective kind of flips that on its head, because there's no way we're going to avoid those things, right? James writes and tells us that the way in which we can count on all joy, though, is not by moving ourselves into, like, you know, a castle up on a hill far away where troubles are absent and we're just away from everything that's all difficulties in life, right? But we count on all joy through having our attitudes and troubles, our attitudes to those troubles, I should say, being transformed. And saying, for you know, when James is writing, for you know, he's reminding us that we have to kind of bring our feelings, you know, the way that our flesh kind of wants to take over things, we kind of keep those feelings under the rule of what we know to be true. And so we have to ask ourselves, what do we know? Well, faith, you know, by itself does not necessarily by itself develop perseverance, but true faith is proven and strengthened when it is tested. And the things that we seek to avoid are really the very things that kind of make us, that kind of help us in our faith. So we have to be honest about the trials that we face. You know, we're not yet in our heavenly home. And so our faith is going to always continually be tested. And, you know, and we're going to have to face the rough and tumble of everyday life. But we should know, though, that the testing of true faith always produces steadfastness. It gives us strength. It makes us more like Jesus. And it will make us be able to also comfort others when we encounter friends, relatives, loved ones, other churchgoers. When they're having difficulties, it gives us a way of empathizing with others and comforting others and letting them, you know, kind of know this biblical perspective. And we do that as a guild, right? When we go through our prayer requests, whenever somebody is going through something, there's so many people that may just send an emoji, but there are others that will also talk about, hey, this is my experience with this. This is, you know, I'm praying for you. I'm lifting you up. I'm holding you up in prayer. And so all of that produces, you know, endurance, but it also gives us the ability to comfort others when we see others going through those things. So we can trust that through all of our difficulties, you know, God will continue to fashion us in a faith that is perfect and complete. It is as we hold on to that promise that we're able to count on all joy when a trial looms over us, and when we realize we're deep in one already, we're able to think, maybe I wouldn't have chosen this path, but the Lord has, and he's going to use it to show me more of himself and to make me more like him. And so that's the mindset that James is kind of alluding to here, that, you know, this is a biblical perspective of how we face trials and endurance, trials and tribulations, and have endurance, because we're not going to be able to avoid all of them. You know, I've tried. I'm sure everyone who's listening here has probably tried. You just can't get away from them. And so it's healthier, probably in the long run, to have this perspective that, you know, the Lord has chosen, he's set me on this path, he's going to be there with me through every step of the way, and our perspective should be, what should I learn from this, or what is it that God's trying to teach me through this? So think about what are those things that are in your bags, you know, that you carry around. You know, maybe a lot of those are things that you wouldn't have chosen for yourself. I know there's definitely things that I carry around that I wouldn't have chosen for me, for sure. But what would change if you saw those as opportunities for your faith to be tested, strengthened, and even perfected, you know? And so that is the path to having deeper joy when we encounter those things. And so that's my encouragement to you guys tonight. And, you know, just to have joy in trials, it sounds crazy from a worldly perspective, but from a biblical perspective, as James kind of talks about here, it gives us hope, it gives us endurance. And it helps us to learn more about how we could be like Christ. So I hope that encourages you tonight. God bless you guys.